What's going on, XFL? How are we tonight? This is Brackett, the co-commissioner. I've got with me Guac, Nairi, Jiggy, and Revival. We're going to do a quick breakdown of the XFL fantasy football. I'm going to let Nairi go over a little bit of the rule set and explain to you his idea, and then we'll get rolling. Nairi?
So basically, I saw how Neon was adding up points on the app, and I was like, I didn't know we had a fantasy football league before, so I just asked Nick, kind of like, can I make one? And he was like, sure, just do it for the last season for a test. And then I'm basically going off the old XFL fantasy football rule set right now. Probably going to tweak some things in between, and then by the time 2024 comes out, we'll have everything ready to go. But yeah. Awesome. Strictly offense at the moment. QB halfback, two receivers and a flex. And we're going to run week 5 through 18.
Awesome. Very cool. Okay. So let's get into the teams a little bit here. We have all that stuff pulled up in front of us.
Yes, sir.
Who do we think of the first round, who was the best pick and why?
In my opinion, I'd say Witherspoon. Just his capability to score passing and rushing touchdowns at will is huge bonus.
Kyler Murray went before him, and he is by far the best quarterback in the league.
My statement stands.
Well, it's incorrect. Okay. I'm going to go with Marquise Hurd, the number one receiver from this past season.
Boo.
Revival?
I'm going to go with Witherspoon. I get to play him twice a year, and I get to see what he gets to do and how bad he gets to make my team look like a bunch of amateurs in peewee football.
So, this is collusion.
Yep. Okay. Well, I took the only running back in the first round. Coming from experience, we know that JMO likes to pound the rock inside the 25-yard line. So anytime he gets close to the red zone, he turns the passing off and gets the run game going. But I'm going to agree with Jiggy here. I think that Kyler Murray was the best pick in the first round, specifically for busy, because you don't have to worry about a lot of turnovers, which losing points from your quarterback spot's it's a bad place to put yourself in. But anyway, we're going to... You've already posted the graphic that shows everybody's teams, correct?
I didn't post... I don't think I posted the graphic that shows all the teams, but I posted the draft one.
Okay, well, we'll make sure that gets posted tonight so that people have something to reference when we talk about this.
But the rosters are updated in the Excel sheet.
That is what I'm looking at. So we're going to break down each team real quick. So we'll start with Busy, because they're in that order. I've got Busy's quarterback. You've got Kyler Murray, Isaiah Rhodes out of Pitt. You got DeAndre Johnson out of the Giants, Jonathan Donald, Lance Grant, who was a after add-in because Busy can't follow the rules and drafted three running backs and didn't have a receiver. He thought that he could slide Kyle Pitts into that slot. Kyle Pitts is his flex. You've got Elio. Elio's team has Tyson Church, Jermaine Clifford, James Cook, Aaron Harris, Dom Allen, Kareem Franklin. My team, I've got Brad Fowler. We know that Smitty likes to throw the ball deep to Aaron Harris, so I'm sure that Aaron Harris will get a ton of targets for you. Yeah. Brad Fowler, Doug Ballett, Dylan Spain. Sorry, the screen's real small. Marcus Pickett, Dwayne Curry, and Antonio Noble. Biggie's team. You've got Zach Wilson, Barry Joyner, Tyler Turner, Jameson Williams, Marquise Hurd, the reigning offensive player of the year, And then you've got Jack's tight end, Tommy Tremble. Revival has Malcolm Witherspoon, Breece Hall, J.K. Dobbins, Luke Owens, Trent McCowan, Glenn McCall. And Jack is rolling with Jamie Thurston, Kenneth Walker, Braden Albert, George Baldwin, Jay Curley, and Trey McBride. I, for one, am pumped to have had the number one overall selection. But the Jiggy, I think, gets the steal of the draft, taking Zach Wilson in the sixth round.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So, yeah, I seen a bunch of quarterbacks went early, so I was like, well, I can just kind of chill. But Zach Wilson, he's probably, other than Witherspoon, he might be the most comparable to Kyler Murray who went in the first round. Yeah, now, I think, really Jack, awesome. I think Jack does have a vacation coming up, so that might factor into some things.
You know what's awesome is none of these teams have any Denver Broncos.
I called it. I said he was going to have a problem with that.
Well, we weren't drafting defensive tackles, so.
That's thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. What I said.
Yeah.
That would be right. A fun draft, a defensive player, adding a defensive player in here.
Cheeks would have been my number one overall pick.
What? Have you heard of Joey Bosa?
Yeah. Who's that?
Who's that guy?
Champ.
He's Super Bowl champion. Yeah. I almost traded you Cheeks. I thought about DMing you and being like, yo, get him a ring.
You should have. Hey, I mean, trade deadline's not here yet, bro.
Wait a minute.
I wouldn't actually mind it. Anyway.
Wait a minute. Okay, so where do you have... Oh, there's a schedule. So, up for week 5, which is our first official week, you've got Revival versus Jiggy, and you've got Busy versus Elio, and you've got me versus Jack.
Sure.
Obviously, Nairi will tally everything up, and we'll post a graphic, or I'll post a graphic at the end, showing the winner of each week. I don't mind doing that. I think it'll be a little bit cool. For next cycle, we're going to be doing a live draft show, where we get to break everything down, sort of like the actual draft, and we'll have slides and everything put together, and we'll have a nice little fun show. Not quite sure how many users we're going to take into the league. That's going to kind of depend on how this test run goes. It's something that Nairi is going to have to kind of figure out what he's willing to take on as far as keeping track of everything. Anybody have any like thoughts? Anything that they want to talk about?
I got something. I want to go over like maybe a couple of the favorite picks of the draft. If that's cool. Everybody cool with that?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So two that stand out to me, one was I was about to take was Jets running back Breece Hall in the third round. He went a pick before me. I thought that was a good pick. And then Jack's pick in round 4 of the running back Kenneth Walker. I thought both those are pretty solid picks.
Yeah.
Okay. Revival, what about you? Thoughts?
I thought Zach Wilson's the late quarterback pick was it's smart. I wasn't really thinking about it at first, but then when I was looking at, you know, like you only have one quarterback and, you know, two running backs and two receivers and like a flex, I realized like that was smart on Jiggy's part to, you know what I mean? You kind of looked at it. And then Jack also made a little statement in the little fantasy chat and was like, no one picked my quarterback, and I made a joke or whatever. And then I think that just kind of like put a little bit more of a spotlight on him. And then I think Kyler going to as well, because I mean, there's like three quarterbacks that are really big fantasy point, you know, leaders. So I think those two are really good picks.
Okay. Okay. Alex? Guac. Sorry.
It's fine, buddy. I'm just going to go over a pick because I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't really been up to date with this. I think it's a great idea. I can't believe I missed it. I haven't been queued up with Discord, and that's my fault. But it's definitely something I'm going to join next cycle. I think it's really interesting that your boy George Baldwin went one overall. I think that that's a bust.
You think that's a bust?
I think Kyler Murray should have went one overall.
I mean, man's landed 23 points this week.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I think that boosted your ego a little bit too much. That was a bust.
The best receiver of this cycle. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, Jack, I mean, second to one. What were you, the fourth last season? Heard dropped his nuts on your head.
He finished second.
Just saying.
I agree with Guac. I'd say I expected Murray Witherspoon to go top two. But I think my favorite picks, J.K. Dobbins in the fifth round. Leading rusher has a ton of touchdowns. And I'd say, I don't want to say Zach Wilson because that's an easy one.
Low hanging fruit there.
Yeah.
We were all sleeping at the wheel there.
Take a bite.
It's fair to admit that.
Is James Cook Pratt starting halfback?
Yeah, he's still rolling with him. I mean, he mixes in the EA guy that he drafted, but James Cook still gets the bulk of the carries.
Yeah, I'd say James Cook in the fourth.
Okay. All right. JD's... Who do we think? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I was looking at stats after the draft, after you and I played, and I just saw a bunch of the top touchdown guys Jiggy drafted.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Jiggy's good at something else. Great. Like,
Kenneth Walker had a lot of touchdowns last year. That's why I was targeting him. I didn't get him, but.
So, you guys are all looking at the completed rosters for everybody, not just the drafted order. Nairi, who do you think, whose team is your favorite build for what you're looking for out of this contest? We'll go one by one and have everybody break down theirs.
I'd say Revival. He went out and drafted some guys who are going to go out and just score a ton of points.
Carolina Panther team.
So here's my only concern about that is that we will have the bye week and he'll have to fill three spots.
Three different spots, yeah.
Two different receivers and a quarterback. However, I do like the way his team is built. But as far as top to bottom burners, I like Jiggy's team. You have Zach Wilson, which is obviously you limit the turnovers there. He adds 10 to 12 rushing touchdowns a year. He's got 400 rushing yards roughly because he scores within the 10-yard line on the little keepers. You got Barry Joyner, who is Jared's new toy. He's having a ton of fun with him, and he just put up 200 rushing yards on me, which is apparently not that difficult. Because Broderick Bridges just put up, 210 and two touchdowns or three touchdowns?
Something like that. One touchdown.
One touchdown, okay. He's got Tosh, who's always been very consistent. Tosh's running back, Tyler Turner. You've got Jameson Williams, who's a target monster in Detroit. And then you've got Marquise Hurd, who I'm not really sure what JMO's goal is here, but I know that he throws in the ball a ton in that offense, and then obviously Jack's tight end. Alex? You're muted.
Shit, I'm sorry. I like Jack's team. As silly as it was to take George Baldwin at one, I mean, you're not going to get much playoff performance out of Jamie Thurston, obviously. thankfully, that doesn't matter right now. However, Kenneth Walker scores a lot of touchdowns. Nick's offense is fucking elite, so, you know, his starting running back is a great pick. George Baldwin, he is the leading receiver coming out of the Chargers, realistically. Hurley's a great pick, and pairing him with his own quarterback, you know, is definitely going to be beneficial because, you know, he likes to cheese out. And then Trey McBride, you know, at flex. You know, you can't really go wrong with it, but not really worried about the flex position on his team.
Jiggy, what are your thoughts?
I was going to say Jack's team as well. I like combining the quarterback with the wide receiver, backing them up, so you get, like, double the points if they score. And then Van loves to go to Hurley, so, you know, they're going to get points. And then, like Walker was saying, Kenneth Walker's a touchdown machine. I don't know much about Nick's halfback. I don't know how much he gets on the ball, really. But
well, against you, he doesn't. He abandons that altogether and just throws streaks all day.
Yeah, they didn't work too well in the playoffs, but, you know, more often than not, they hit him.
Okay. Revival, what are your thoughts, bud? Looking at all six teams.
I like Busy's team. I mean, Kyler Murray is a dual threat as well. So he's someone that can throw touchdowns and obviously get rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. Isaiah Rhodes is not that bad for rushing touchdowns as well. And then DeAndre Johnson's a pretty good backup. And then he's got Kyle Pitts, which the tight ends are kind of like a hit or miss, but I feel like Kyle Pitts, because of his speed, it's almost like an extra wide receiver. So I feel like he's got a really good team, and I feel like he'll be able to match up with most people, just off of those four players alone.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I like how you can see people reaching for talent at a little bit deeper levels. I mean, you've got J.K. Dobbins in Dallas. Obviously, Nick Banks likes to run the ball, and not quite sure what happened with him because he was running it at a pretty healthy clip. I feel like I remember him having sort of like a West Coast pistol run offense where he was looking to average 150 rushing yards in a game to try to get the win. J.K. Dobbins is obviously a really solid piece to have picked up. I think that he signed him this offseason, actually. I'm sure that he's going to have a little bit of fun with him. Somebody that can break tackles and find pay dirt for him. Anyway, that was pretty much all that we were going to talk about. This was designed to be a short show. Just kind of a quick little recap, see what we thought, get some information out there for everybody, and then go over the teams, and we'll keep everybody apprised of all the information and the week-to-week winners, and we'll let everybody know how it goes, and hopefully we've got a nice successful run here, and we can carry the momentum straight into Madden 24, and Nairi can really turn this into something really cool. Anybody have any closing thoughts before I wrap this up?
Yeah, I have one. Guac, who do you think is going to win the fantasy football?
Who do I think is going to win?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Make your prediction.
Oh, boy. Give me 1 second. Give me like 30 seconds.
All right. Bracket, play the Jeopardy
starts
music.
With a J.
Starts with a J.
Yeah, honestly, either Jack or Jiggy.
Oh, shoot, I forgot.
Looking at both of you guys.
Starts with a J-I.
Well.
Jack or Jiggy, for sure. One of the two.
I think that we could get a deep surprise out of Elio late in the season, because you'll have teams that are trying to make a playoff push and try to secure big games for themselves in real XFL playoffs.
That's a pretty solid team.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Pride that is going to be looking to compete with both Busy and Jack for the playoffs there. You've got Boone that's going to be trying to fight his way into that division, because for whatever reason, that division's always close, and it did not help that Nick took a small mini vacation here. He's got Jack's receiver, he's got a force-fed Aaron Harris, and we know that BBD likes his tight end and short routes, so I like Elio's team to possibly make a big push towards the end. I believe playoffs are, what, week 17 and 18 for the regular season?
Yeah.
Yep. So I'm going to go with Elio wins it all, even though the way that my brain is hardwired to look at these rosters, I like Jiggy's team the best on paper. I think Elio's wins wins the trial run XFL fantasy football. Whoa.
I think you are a Tyson Church fanboy. That's why you gave that answer.
I didn't say Tyson Church's name once in that paragraph.
I think that's the only reason. That's the first thing you saw, and you were like, Elio's going to win it all because of Tyson Church. You looked over at your computer, and you were like, damn.
Nah.
That's a good-looking team.
Revival's going to let Carolina throw for, like, 800 yards and just blow everybody out in this.
That's very possible. That very well could be. Nick leans on his passing game early in games and then uses his run game to salt them away, so...
I promise you, I don't allow him to do it on purpose. I didn't even know we were starting today, and I was playing him. And then me and Nyree were talking about it, and I was like, oh, look it, he's got all these freaking touchdowns. And Luke Owens, I think, got two grabs or two touchdowns, I think, or something like that. He got a shit ton load of yards, too. So,
well, at least you can't really be disappointed. You could probably add this to your article now that you just draft like your divisional opponents. Or your divisional team.
And yeah, if you can't beat them, join them.
There you go.
I think that Nick will resent heavily that you allowed him to score fantasy points. But anyway, all right, fellas. You guys have a good rest of your night, XFL. Thanks for listening, and we'll keep you guys rolling.
All right.